Summary of the modes. You ready for this? A mode is a formula of a seven note sequence. The Ionian mode is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's no surprises there. We're gonna choose the key of C. All right, so let's play C major scale. It's the same exact thing. Anywhere you like. And if I play around, and you who are listening, jam around with us. The notes are, you know, same as the C major scale. Okay? But then again, I wanted this to be a summary, so I'm not going to drag that on. Next is Dorian. We're going to stay in the same key, C. And we're going to do 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, 6, flat 7, 1. Okay? So this is, do it with me, 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, 6, flat 7, 1. So how many notes are different from the major scale?
Two.
And they are the flat 3 and the flat 7. So, 2, 3, 4. So, for those of you listening, only the E's and B's are flat. Confuse things, because this is supposed to be just a summary. But if you look at those notes, they are the same notes as the notes in the key of B flat major, which is B flat, C, D, E flat, F, G, A, B flat, right? Go ahead, play those. Maybe, can you play those in the same position where you just were before? Like, but now starting on B flat instead of C? Yeah, and play around with that. 3, 4. Now, C is the second note of B flat. See how it's the same notes, right? See how it's the same notes? Mm-hmm. C is the second note of the key of B flat. That's why Dorian, which is the mode you're in now, is the second. Considered the second mode. C is our root, not B flat. So we're not in the key of B flat major, we're in C Dorian. Next, this is only meant to be a summary, not an entire presentation. So the next is Phrygian. That is, now we're still going to choose C as our root. The intervals are 1, flat 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, flat that 6, and then flat 7, and then back to 1. Let's come back down. It's 1, flat 7, flat 6, 5, 4, flat 3, flat 2, 1. All right, jam out with that for a minute. 3, 4, or actually, let me get a different tempo. 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna turn you up just a little bit. Cool. And you may or not notice, you may or may not notice that those are the same notes as in the key of A flat major. Could you possibly do an A flat major scale right in the same position you were just in, starting on an A flat?
Right.
So just look for it. Good. And for those of you listening, it doesn't matter what position you're in. You don't have to be where she's in. But see if you can find an A flat major scale near it. So let me hear it. Cool. And then jam out on that progression. Just the same notes, but A flat is not the root. C is the root, but you can use A flat major as your 3-4. Different sound, like that has sounds nothing like Dorian, and that and Dorian sound nothing like major. And C is the third note of the key of A flat. That's why Phrygian is called the third mode. Now we're just using C as our example. This could be anywhere, but I just chose C as our tonic. All right, cool so far. Mm-hmm. So the next is Lydian. Lydian is 1, 2, 3 sharp, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. Let's come backwards. 8, 7, 6, 5. Sharp, 4, 3, 2, 1. Noodle around with that for a minute. Emotional characteristics to these as we've been going along, and it may help you remember the sound of each one. I should have done it as we were going along, but major was kind of like happy but also stable. My Dorian, I don't know, you know, Dorian, it's dark, but it has some, I don't know, to me it has like rays of hope in it or something. I don't know how to describe that. Phrygian is very dark. That's why it's popular with like metal bands and things. You know, it's like, you know, you're down in Hades. Just where we like it. Nice and hot. And then Lydian is kind of floaty. Like that sound right there, it's kind of floaty. That's how I would describe it. Alright, so you may not notice that C Lydian is the exact same notes as the key of G. So if you can find a G nearby, and noodle around with that, it's the exact same notes as we just did in C Lydian. But G is not the root, it's C. And so this is why it's called, this is why Lydian is called the fourth mode, because C is the fourth note of G. 2, 3, 4. Next is Mixolydian, the fifth mode. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, flat 7. And so the only difference there is a flat 7 from the major scale. Come backwards and it'll be 8, flat 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Noodle around on that. 2, 3, 4. That's the same notes as the key of F, because C is the fifth note of the key of F, and Mixolydian is that's why Mixolydian is called the fifth mode. So if you can find an F nearby where you just were, yep, and we're gonna noodle around with that. 3, 4. And then moving on to Aeolian, which is 1, 2, flat 3. 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, flat 7, 1. Yeah, so and then the way back, 1, flat 7, flat 6, 5, 4, flat 3, 2, regular 2, and 1. So it has a flat 3, flat 5, flat 3, flat 6, and flat 7. Alright, 2, 3, 4. Of C Aeolian is the same as E flat major. So if you can find an E flat nearby where you just were, those will be the same note. And C is the sixth note of E flat, and that's why the since we're looking at E flat from the perspective of the sixth note, which happens to be C, so it's called C Aeolian. Alright, and so noodle around on the E flat scale, 2, 3. Least is Locrian, the seventh mode. It goes 1, flat 2, flat 3, a lot of flats in this one, 4, flat 5, flat 6, flat 7, and then back to 1. Everything is flat except for 1 and 4. Going backwards, 1, flat 7, flat 6, flat 5, 4, flat 3, flat 2. Alright, noodle around with that for a minute. That is the same key as D flat. So if you do a D flat major, right near where you were, like a half step above, you just start on C. So just start on the next half a step up, D flat, and do a major scale there. Good, and then so the same thing, 3, 4. Dark and kind of weird sounding.
Yeah, weird.
So that's the summary, but the important part is, how are you going to memorize all this? Well, I can summarize that too. You ready? Wouldn't it be nice to have a system whereby to memorize all of them? Here we go on the next file.